to the KPAY Morning News. He's Captain John Gaddy with Cal Fire. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, how are you? I mean, it's been a busy summer and into fall here.
So yes, how, very busy summer, yeah. And with the outlook that you just described, it looks like it's going may possibly wind down going forward, hopefully.
Well, thank goodness, because as we know, and John, we appreciate all the updates you were giving us throughout the Dixie Fire. I know you were busy reaching out to Mike Baca during that time, and we do appreciate you. I know busy, and you took the time off the lines to kind of give us an update daily on what was happening.
Sure.
Especially with the Dixie. So we appreciate it, and we're glad to see this rain. I know you and your crews all are as well. But we got you here because it's Be Ready Butte, and, of course, the big campaign going on, Right Thing, Wrong Way. And each Monday we're trying to kind of look at different things that are going on because, you know, mid-October, and we are, except for the rain now, we are in the middle of the fire season. Don't need to tell you that. But you're here to tell us a little bit more about I guess red flag warnings today and what exactly that means.
Sure, and it's a little anticlimactic today and this week, but we always want you to be cognizant of red flag warnings and using news outlets like yourselves and the local media and paying attention to the weather to red flag warnings. We really want the public to know what that means, and what that means is that it's going to be hotter, drier, and windier. So it gives you time to really think about your plan, to do some work around your house if you haven't. But red flag warnings are kind of our nemesis when it comes to fighting wildfires. So we just want people to really be paying attention when you guys announce one of those or we announce one.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, even with those red flag warnings, as we know, John, it you know, we get those from Anthony when he's checking in from the weather center. And it could be where temperatures are still relatively low. It's not hot temperatures, but because of the dry winds and as dry as we've been with the drought, that really, you know, people might say, well, you know, it's not as hot out, so how could it be, you know, but that's not normally the case. When I'm talking into fall, I know summertime when we get these, but as we've headed into fall, we've had a couple of weekends here recently, and we always hear about the one or two people, oh, I'm going to still go out and cut my lawn. Or I'm going to go out there on the property and use my, you know, to cut the weeds. So we always hear those spot fires. I don't have to tell you that. So what's a good thing that people should keep in mind during those days? I mean, even though you all say, hey, before 10 a.m. cut, but really take a good look at that as well.
Right. You know, the thing we want the public is not to ignore them. And, you know, it's about the doing the wrong thing for the right reasons. And like you said, you know, hey, I haven't gotten to mowing my lawn yet or mowing that field or taking some of those measures that I need to mitigate with power tools. And a red flag warning is not the day to do it. And I don't need to remind the public or, you know, our community, but there was a red flag warning on November 8, 2018. And so that was deep into November when the campfire happened and we had a red flag warning on that day. So even though it might be cooler and we might be getting into the fall, winter months, it's still hot, dry, and if we've had no precipitation, those red flag warnings, they can be, you know, pretty important to pay attention to.
And then finally, as we say, Be Ready Buttes, some resources and stuff for folks if they want to keep an eye on things that Cal Fire Butte County especially brings to that.
Sure. Right, sure. We've created materials to help you plan. You know, be on the lookout for our new program, the Be Ready Butte program. That means we're going to be bringing some helpful fire-safe information and resources. And, of course, you can always go to buttefiresafe.net. We have an entire list of best practices and resources to help with the Ready, Set, Go program that the state has. And just stay up to date by following KPAY and following our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Cal Fire Butte County Fire.
Captain John Gaddy. John, again, we appreciate all the effort you made to kind of keep us updated on what was happening during the big fires, of course, and always appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time this morning.
Sure, Scott. Thank you. Anytime.